快乐。
Happy New Year, dear brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩典更多的祝福每一个个人，每一个家庭，还有他自己在地上的众教会。
May God's grace bless each one of you and each family and all the churches on earth.
我们过去的一年，我们都在交通一本书，就是圣经的最后一卷《启示录》。
In the past year, we have shared a lot about the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
这本书是一个独特的书。
This is a very unique book.
因为这本书里面，它带着一个特别的应许。
So there's a special promise in this book.
我们讲了那么久，记得主在这本书的开始有一个应许给每一个人的吗？
We have talked a lot about it this past year. Do you still remember in the beginning of this book which promise was given to us by the Lord?
我们打开第一章，我们来看。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
Revelation 1:3.
对，他这本书，他说，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
Revelation 1:3 says, Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.
我想新年第一个主日，我觉得我们每一个人都要从主得祝福，对吗？
I think on this first Sunday of the new year, we all want to have blessings from God.
那这节圣经很清楚地告诉我们，这本书是带着一个特别的祝福，每一个念的、听的、去行的就有福了。
So this book clearly gives us the message that whoever reads and hear the words and heed the things according to what's written in this book.Are blessed.
我在准备今天这篇信息的时候，我就有一个祷告。
So I had this prayer when I was preparing this for this message.
我说主啊，这是今年的第一个主日，你要跟众弟兄姊妹讲什么
？I said, Lord, this is the first Sunday of this new year. What do you want to tell our brothers and sisters?
按照次序，我这样一章一章讲过来的时候。
According to the order of the book, I was going through chapter by chapter.
如果两个主日前你听我讲第四个异象。
If you were listening to me talking about the fourth vision 2 weeks ago.
那这个异象你记得吗？那是讲到有一个怀孕的妇人。
Do you remember that vision was about a woman who was pregnant?
她生了一个男孩子。
And he gave birth to a boy.
有一个大红龙
and there was,
要吞吃这一个男孩子
And there was a red dragon, a huge red dragon, about to swallow that male child.
然后在空中就有一个极大的征战
And then there was a big battle in the air.
然后这个男孩子到哪里去了
And where did the boy go?
到宝座了，对吧？
He was lifted up to the throne.
这是上一次我讲的。
That's what we shared last time.
那的次序呢，应该讲到这个第四个意象的第二个部分。
So according to the order, we are to talk about the second part of this vision.
所以我念了十三章，我不太敢讲在第一个主日。
So I read chapter 13, but I decided I dare not to talk about it in the first Sunday of the year.
为什么
？Why?
因为第十三章是讲很可怕的事。
Because the chapter 13 talks about very terrible things.
对，如果我在第一个主日就讲一个很可怕的故事给你们听，好像不太合适。在新年第一个主日来讲一篇吓唬大家的话，这个我不敢讲。
So if I talked about that, it would on this first Sunday of the new year, to say something terrible, probably not a most appropriate.
我说主啊，留在下一次。
So I said, Lord, let's leave this to next time.
对，我不是不讲，我只是觉得今天是特别的一天，是第一个主日，新年。
I'm not leaving this out, but this is a special day because this is the first Sunday of the new year.
所以我觉得我愿意，因为我们已经从第一章一直现在讲到了第十二章，
So we've already talked about from chapter 1 through chapter 12.
那弟兄姊妹听这一系列的讲章，也很多的人是东听一点，西听一点，没有能够有一个比较完整的印象。
So many of you have listened to bits and pieces and not necessarily have a wholesome story.
还有，我们很多人年纪大了，就是听了也都忘了。
And also, many of us are getting to be senior, so we are forgetful even if we heard it.
所以我觉得我需要把过去这十二章讲的，这里应许我们有一个祝福，神要赐给我们。
So I like to kind of review the 12 chapters we've talked about it, and it's also that there's this special blessing that God wants to give us.
这个祝福到底是什么?
What is that blessing?
那我想在今天这篇讲道理里头，我把它给大家有一个加深的印象。我不是说没有讲过，是讲过的，但是我愿意再把它巩固一下。
So I like to repeat these messages about the special blessing. I have talked about them before, but I like to emphasize on that point today so that you will have a better impression.
好，我要让大家，你们的节目单上我有印三处的圣经。
So on your program, I have printed out three scripture verses to read.
我们都需要来读一下。
Let's read together.
第一处我要读的是我。 两个礼拜前讲的这个第四个意象的中间的一段话。
The first part is related to the fourth vision that I talked about 2 weeks ago and parts of the scriptures from that.
对，我要请大家看的是启示录十二章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 12.
对，我们来读，你有圣经的话，我们来读的是第七节到。 11节.
So we'll read verses 7 through 11 of chapter 12.
对，那节省时间呢，我念第七，我翻译的姐妹念第八，我们轮流把这一段话念完。We'll
read from the pulpit.
第七节，那在天上就有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也与他的使者去征战。
And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer a place found for them in heaven.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。Then
I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, and he who accuses them before our God day and night.
弟兄胜过他，是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。这是第一处。第二处我们要读的是第七章。
The second part of the scripture verses want to read is chapter 7.
第七章我要读的是第九节。
We'll read verse
9. 念到16节。
Continuing on to verse 16.
也是一样的方式，我们来念这一段圣经第九节开始，此后。 我观看有许多人，没有能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。And
they cry out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围。 在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神
saying Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
长老中有一位问我说，这些穿白衣的是谁？是从哪里来的？
I said to them, My Lord, you know. And he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，从宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
They will hunger no longer, nor thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat.
好，我们再读一处，就是在启示录的第三章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 3.
我们要看第三章第七封信里面的一段话。
Chapter 3 is the seventh letter, and we'll read some verses.
第三章的第十九节，念完这一章。
Chapter 3, verses 19 through 22.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他一同同坐一般。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，我们就读这三处的圣经。
That concludes our scripture reading.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们一同来到你的施恩宝座。
Dear Lord, we come together to your throne, your mercy seat.
我们求你赐下世人智慧与启示的灵。
Grant us the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
因为我们向你承认，人的聪明智慧没有办法明白你的话。
For we confess the intelligence of the human being cannot understand God's word.
因为你的话是灵，是生命。
Because your word is the spirit and is life.
只有圣灵可以把生命圣灵赐给我们。
Only can the Holy Spirit give the spirit to us.
因此求你说话。
So Lord, speak to us.
求圣灵来解释。
May you reveal your words to us.
让我们因为圣灵向我们里面解释照亮，我们就懂了。
Because when you interpret and enlighten within us, then we'll understand.
主求你帮助讲话的翻译。
Lord, help the one that speaks and the one who translates.
让我们能够把你的话有口才说得清楚。
So that we can express your words clearly.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
每次在圣经里面，如果看到什么是重要的。
Every time we see something important in the Bible,
它有一个特点。
There's a specific characteristic.
它一定重复。
It must be repeated many times.
你看主耶稣讲话的时候。
For when Jesus talks,
他会跟门徒在有一些场合，他会说：“我实实在在的告诉你们。”
In some circumstances, when Jesus talked to his disciples, he would say, "Verily, verily, I tell you."
对，那在原文这个实实在在，他的原文是说：“阿门，阿门的说。”
So this "verily, verily" in the original language it means.Amen, amen, I speak to you.
他为什么重复呢?
Why does it repeat?
他就是要他的门徒知道，我现在要跟你们讲的这下面的话是非常非常重要的。
Because Jesus wanted his disciples to understand that whatever I'm about to tell you are extremely important.
那你现在来到了启示录了。
So now we've come to the book of Revelation.
这是圣经的结束。
This is the end of the Bible.
神有许多的话要借着这一个神的仆人这个老仆人使徒约翰在巴摩海岛他是一个人在那里神却要把非常重要的话告诉他让他告诉他所有的教会
God has much to tell us through John who was his elder one of his disciples who were now exiled onto the island of Patmos alone and Jesus wanted to talk to his entire church all the churches in the world through John.
那么他怎么表达一些重要的话，要他的教会真的注意呢？
So how would Jesus express those extremely important points so that his churches would pay attention?
你也要用同样的原则，看在这本书里面哪些话是说了再说再说再说。
So you need to use the same principle to pay attention to what are the kinds of words that Jesus talked about again and again and again and again.
那我们在家里做儿女，我们就有一个经验，老爸老妈再说再说，我们就嫌烦了。
We know as children in a household, oftentimes if our parents repeatedly say something, we'd get very impatient.
所以这是很矛盾的一件事情。父母亲有一个心要告诉他儿女，所以说了又说，可是儿女在耳朵里听了就觉得烦，哎呀，怎么知道了知道了又再说了。
This is really a paradox because the parents think something really really important, they wanted to tell the kids again and again, but then the kids become so impatient. Oh, I've heard that so many times already.
对，只有什么时候他才懂了，就是他自己做老爸老妈了，他终于懂了。
When would the child finally understand? Only when he or she becomes a father and mother, parent himself.
对，所以我们的神是很幽默的，他常常把我们放在一些位置上。做儿子的时候是一种感受，做父母是另外一种感受。
So our God is very humorous. He often puts us in a specific position. And when we are a son, we have a specific kind of feeling. And once we become a father, it's a different kind of feeling.
那么他第一个意象的时候，他是用七封信向他的地上的教会来说来表达。
So in the first vision, Jesus expressed his will and thoughts through the seven letters to churches.
所以你在七封信里面，你看他重复最多的是什么？
So what is it repeated the most frequently in the first seven letters?
有一句话。
The one thing.
啊，就是圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听，讲七次。
That is the words that the Holy Spirit talks to the churches. Those who has an ear should hear it.
所以这个是你就去注意他为什么重复讲七次，那就是说这里面有很重要的话你要听的。
That's why it was repeated seven times through the seven letters. This is means it's very very important.
那然后在他这整个这一卷书里面，他有一件事情讲了又讲。
So in this whole book of Revelation, one thing that the Lord spoke over and over again.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
那你就能够看到，他这一个七封信的时候，他都有一个呼召，就是得胜的有什么赏赐。
So you will see that is he who overcomes has a reward.
你看七封信也都每一个教会都提到这一句话。
This was also recorded in every of those seven letters.
刚刚我们读到这本书结束到二十一章的时候，你还看到这一句话。
We also read the end of this book in chapter 21, and you saw that again.
对吧？你刚刚如果读的，你注意有这句话。
If you paid attention when we were reading the scriptures, that sentence was there.
那我刚刚带大家读三处的圣经。
So I let you read three scripture verses.
十二章下半章。
The later half of chapter 12.
讲到那个男孩子。
Talked about that male child.
第七章讲到有数不过来的人出现在宝座前。
Chapter 7 talks about numerous people in front of the throne.
第三处我们刚刚读的，主对第七个教会有一个很重要的应许。
The third place was when Jesus gave a promise.To the seventh church.
他说得胜的二十一节，我要赐给他在我的宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜。
He said he who overcomes I will allow him to sit on the throne with us just as I am victorious.
对，所以因为我是只讲了头十二章，所以我只讲前面讲过的这个重点。
I'm only talk about these verses because I'm only emphasizing the
12 chapters.
12 chapters that I have talked about.
其实这个重复到14章还要重复一次。
So actually these verses repeated verses will be repeated again in chapter 14.
那我要问大家，你把我刚刚读的三处圣经，它的共同点是什么？
So I want to ask you, what is the common point of all the verses that we read?
看得出来没有？我们刚刚读的，第一共同点，宝座。
The first thing is the throne.
第二共同点，得胜。
The second is the overcomer.
对吧？所以这个是我们在读这些圣经的时候，你就要去很仔细的来观察，来比较，在这些话语里头有什么圣灵要对我们每一个基督徒来讲的。
So when we read scripture verses, we need to really pay attention to compare and to think what is it that in these verses the Spirit wants to tell us.
所以我愿意在这个第一个主日，我把这一段话里头最重要的这十二章圣经里面最重要的那个点，神要我们每一个基督徒都听见，都去注意。
So that's why I wanted to share with you this most important point in the first 12 chapters of Revelation that God wants us to pay attention and to do.
那一个点就是得胜者。
That point is the overcomer.
这个是讲了又讲，讲了又讲，神一定要我们每一个神的儿女注意的一件事。
That's what God wants every single one of his child to emphasize and understand, the overcomer.
为什么圣经在最后一本书讲到这件事呢？
Why would the Bible talk about this at the last chapter, last book of the book?
整个启示录是神要把他在末世要做的工作来向他的教会表明，他怎么样从耶稣升天一直到永世，这整个的过程怎么样，神怎么样安排，怎么样做，神要告诉我们。
Because the entire book of Revelation is really talking about God's heart, about what he's doing in the end of ages, from the churches and from how he is going to prepare us, the churches, to the second coming of Christ.
那这个整个的代表，它是叫做一个小卷，在父的手中。
And that representation is really, it's represented by that little scroll that's in the Father's hand.
父坐在宝座上。
God is sitting on the throne.
他手里拿着这个小卷，问了一个问题。
Holding that scroll and asking one thing.
那个问题是什么？
What's that question?
有谁配拿这个小卷开这个七个印？
Who is worthy to accept the scroll and break the seal.
开始从天上找到地上，找到地底，没有一个谁都不配。
At first, no one is worthy from the entire heaven and earth.
约翰大哭。
And John cried.
然后
wept.
说不要哭，找到了。
And then finally, the angel told him, "Oh, don't cry, because we found one who's worthy."
谁呀？
Who was that?
神的羔羊，犹大的狮子，我们的主耶稣基督。
Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah, our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你就知道，这个就代表着上帝的旨意。
So you know this represents the will of God.
有一个人配来执行，来把整个神的计划，在这个地上怎么完成，全部展示在这个小卷里头。
The one is worthy to execute the entire plan of God's will for the human race.
这个执行者就是神的儿子耶稣。
That executor is the Son of God, Jesus.
那谁是要跟他配合的呢？
Who is to cooperate with him?
猜。
Guess.
这些那么重要的话，把它写出来，他的对象要告诉谁？
So who are the who is the God telling these messages to?
是神唱独角戏呢，还是他要找一个搭档跟他一起配合？
Is God doing this alone, or is he looking for some people to work with him?
当然，我们的神创造天地万物的时候，他是唱独角戏的。他一个人说有就有，命立就立。
Of course, when God created the heaven and earth, he did it all by himself, because he spoke and there is, and he did it and there was.
他是独行其事的神。
He was the one who did it all.
但是很稀奇，自从他造了人类以后，
But ever since he created human,
从旧约的历史一直到新约的整个的啊神的话语，你能够看到有一个特点。
Throughout history, from the Old Testament to the New Testament era, you will see one special feature.
他要他所爱的人可以跟他一起配合来完成他要完成的。
He wanted those people who he loves to cooperate with him, to work with him, to accomplish his will.
请问，阁下重要吗？
So, do you think you're important?
啊，真重要啊！
We are all very important.
非常重要，重要到他要用生命来买你，你就知道你这个，从他付的代价，你就知道你的价值。
So important that he's willing to sacrifice his own life to redeem you, so you can see your value by the price he has paid for you.
那大部分的我们说不想，没有办法，他只要赦免我的罪，将来能够上天堂，这就可以了。感谢赞美主。
Most of us feel like, oh, it's good enough that he has forgiven my sins and I will be able to go to heaven and praise the Lord.
这是太自私了。
That's a selfish thought.
你只想到你的罪得赦免，将来不要下地狱，可以上天堂，哈利路亚，赞美主就可以了。
You're only thinking about your own sin being forgiven so that you won't go to hell, but instead you can go to heaven and hallelujah, praise to God, and that's it. And that's very selfish.
神把他整个的心意要向我们表达。
But God has revealed His entire will to us.
他说我买赎你。
He said, I redeem you.
是有目的的。
For a purpose.
我盼望你能够跟我一起怎么样，来完成我要完成的。
That is, you and I will together accomplish what I want to accomplish.
所以我们如果懂了神这个心，我们就没有资格再为自己的利益而活，我们只有为他的利益来活，这样你的人生就有意义了。
So if we truly understand God's heart, then we will no longer live for our own will, we will live for God's will instead, and then your life will be of meaning.
整个这本圣经所要启示的，不是我们在地上有吃有喝有住，将来可以上天堂，也是不要下地狱，这个就是我们所传的福音，那你把神看得太小了。
All that this book wants to reveal is not simply that we have something to eat and something to drink and we are able to get our sins forgiven and not going to hell and but going to heaven, but that's that you are viewing our God to be too little.
但是神有一个心意要得着人来愿意跟他配合，可是你从旧约也好新约也好来看，大部分的人是无所谓的，根本不放在心上。
Rather, God has a will for us to work with Him to accomplish His will. But throughout history, you see, most people don't care about that.
犹太人是如此，外邦人也是如此。
Jewish people are like that, and Gentiles are the same.
因为人堕落了。
Because human have sinned.
人只顾自己而已。
We care only about our own business.
我们很少的时候去想到神他到底要什么。
We seldom consider what God wants.
那神就在那里呼召。
And God calls us.
你看主耶稣到地上来，他就呼召门徒来干嘛？跟随他。
Jesus came to the earth to call for his disciples to follow him.
他呼召万人。
He called all people.
他，但是真正得到的。确实只有少数几个人。
But only few got it.
所以这个就是神的心愿跟人的反应的反差，差距非常的大。
That's the great distance between God's will and people's reaction.
所以圣经才会这样说，凡有耳可听的都应当听。也就是说有人听见了，有人没有听见。
That's why the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear, which means some have heard, others have not.
而他讲这句话的时候，最稀奇的是他的单数与复数。
And what's unique about the sentence is the plural versus singular form.
凡有耳可听的都应当听，他讲到这个耳朵的时候是单数的耳朵。
When God talks about the ear, he says, he who has an ear, let him hear. So it's the singular form of the ear.
所以准确的翻译应该这么翻的。
So the accurate translation should be,
圣灵向众教会所说的话 凡有一只耳朵的就应当听。
He who has one ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
懂吗？
You understand?
这样这句话就有意思，不然的话是 redundant， 这句话是叫做重复，不需要这么讲。
The using the singular form can truly express the real meaning of that sentence. Otherwise, it's like redundancy,
对不对？
Wordancy.
等一下，如果要吃饭，我说等一下，十二点我们开饭，那凡有嘴的都一起去吃，这是废话。
So for example, we're about to have lunch later, and like after 12, we'll say, okay, all those who have a mouth, let's go eat.
对吗？
And that's redundant.
这就是不需要讲，我知道是大家去吃饭，大家都懂了，不需要再加一个凡有嘴巴的，这不是废话吗？
You don't need to say that, because of course, if I just say you go to eat lunch and we all understand, you don't need to say those who have a mouth.
那现在圣灵要向我们说话，当然凡是有耳朵都应当听，但是可是有耳朵不需要讲的。
But now the Spirit wants to say something to the churches. Of course, those who have ears should hear, and but that.You know, have ears, you don't need to say, mention that.
但是他讲了。
But the Bible says that.
不是讲一次，是讲七次。
And not only once, but also seven times.
那他的重点是什么呢？
And what's the important point?
大家都有耳朵。
We all have ears.
而且是两只。
And two ears.
但是圣灵知道我们两只耳朵不灵光。
But、
听不见。
The Holy Spirit knows two ears don't work.
所以他特别说，我只找有一个耳朵的说话。
So that's why he specifically emphasized that I'm speaking to those who have one ear.
因为那有一个耳朵的就听见了。
Because those who have that one ear would hear.
所以神说话都有他的讲究的。
So, you know, there's this specific point that God is pointing at.
那么在这里他重复讲到他要什么，他要得胜者。
So now he emphasized about who he wants. He wants those overcomers.
也就是说，那一些人听见了的话，愿意把自己交出来跟他配合的人，这些人叫做得胜者。
That is, those who are willing to give themselves up to cooperate and work with God. Those are the overcomers.
你听了，耳边风啊，知道了，知道了，但是并没有一个行动的人，那对神来讲。你根本不在乎，那他也不会强迫你的。
But if you heard, without action, then it's not like as if nothing, as if you haven't heard, and God wouldn't force you to do anything.
好，那我们来看这个第七个教会，我们刚刚念的这段话。
So let's look at these verses we just read about the seventh church.
老底家的教会是在排顺序上来讲是七个教会的最后一个。
The Church of Laodicea was the last church according to the order in the Bible.
所以如果你从另外一个角度来看这卷书，它是一个预言。
So from the other perspective, this is actually a prophecy.
那有的弟兄们他读这段圣经的时候就觉得，如果从预言的角度来看，这个可能是指着整个教会两千年历史的最后一段路。
So some brothers felt when they read the Bible, felt this was referring to the last stage of the church history.
所以这个老底家在一个意义上来讲，就是在主耶稣回来之前地上教会的特色。
So it is referring to the status of the characteristics of churches on earth during the last stages of church history.Before Jesus Christ returns.
地上的教会特色是什么呢？
So what is that characteristic?
发了，发了。
Wealthy, will become rich and wealthy.
对对对对，因为在第十七节他说，你说我是富足，已经发了财。
Because verse 17 says, because you say I am rich and have become wealthy.And have need of nothing.
一样都不缺。
And have need of nothing.
我们刚刚过了圣诞节，每一个照美国的这个传统都在送礼物。可是你要知道，有的时候有一些人真是什么都不缺，你在送他礼物，想脑筋想，哎呀，很伤脑筋，到底买什么好啊
？So we know we just we just had Christmas and celebrated Christmas, and that's according to U.S. custom.Kind of tradition will give presents to others, give each other gifts. And some people really have need of nothing, so it's really hard to find a gift to give.
你说他哪 哪一个东西没有？都有啊，
they have
有车有房有
cars,
有 iPhone 有这个那个什么都有。
And everything.
哎呀，美国人就很聪明，就发明一个东西叫做。Gift card, 对吧？
So Americans are very smart, and they invented gift cards.
哎，上面100块，那就送给你自己，你自己看着办吧。
So I'll give you like $100 gift card, and you decide what you want.
而美国还居然有这种事，告诉这个新闻说，很多人连这个都懒得去买，他就忘了，就放在抽屉里面，这个报销了，这个钱也都白花了。
So, and there also, you know, the news report also says that in the United States, you know, even with these gift cards, people.Don't really care much about it, and they leave it in the drawer, and then it expires, and they forgot about it.
最后发财的还是这些卖 gift card 的人，他们无本万利。
So the merchants who actually sold those gift cards, they got reap the benefit.
他真是发了，一样都不缺。
So yeah, the today's church and people are rich and wealthy. They need of nothing.
这是这个时代的特点。
This is the special characteristics of today.
神却说，你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜、赤身。
But God said, I know you that you're actually wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
当然，你这句话这两节圣经读的时候，前面。讲发了是指物质上发了。
Of course, when you read this verse, you know the first half of it refers to the physical need and things that you're rich and wealthy.
后面神说的这句话是指着我们的灵性上是什么都没有。
But God was referring the later half of verse 17 is God talking about our spiritual status. We have nothing.
这是这个时代的特点。
This is the characteristics of this era.
物质极大成的时代
，We have so much in physical belongings and things.
不管你在什么地方
，No matter where you are.
当然，你在每一个地方都能够找到很有钱的人，也有找到很穷的人，这是极端。但是一般来说，在这个时代，整个物质生活水平是比过去任何一个时代都丰富的。
Of course, everywhere you find people who are extremely wealthy and extremely poor. That kind of disparity exists everywhere. But overall, this world is very rich.
这是你拿一个平均值来看。
And average speaking.
好，那现在主对这样的一个时代，这样的一个时代的教会，他说什么？
So what does God speak to this kind of churches in this era?
你注意看，他说。我们刚刚念的十九节，我所疼爱的，我要责备管教他，所以你要发热心，你要悔改。
So pay attention to verse 19, which we just read. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
有很多人听我讲这些道的时候，就来问我，哎呀，彭弟兄啊，什么是得胜者？你给我说的清楚一点。
So many who hear my preachings would come to ask me, Oh, Brother Pong, what really is overcomers? Please be clear.
好，你看主怎么说。
So look at what God says.
他说，我所疼爱的，那就是每一个基督徒，对吗？
Those whom I love, that refers to every single one of the Christians.
主就责备我们。
He would reprove.
他管教我们。
And discipline.
那就是我们走错了，神就有他的管教的时候要把我们拉回来。
That is, if we walk off the path, he will bring us back.
但是我们常常像个驴一样的，就是管教了，我们还是死不悔改。
But oftentimes we're just like a stubborn donkey. Even with discipline, we would not repent.
对吧？这是我们的本事，这个颈子啊，就是拗不过来的，硬到底。
We're so stiff-necked.
对，那么。他说：“你要发热心，要悔改。”那他下面就说一个很形象的话。
And God said, "You therefore be zealous and repent." And then He followed this with a very vivid description.
他说：“看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音的，就开门了。我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。”
He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me.
所以你会发现这句话很稀奇，我们没有一个人不懂，他讲的很形象。
See, this is very vivid, and all of us can understand.
他第一个启示的是什么呢？他在哪里？
It reveals to us where he is.
门外。
Outside the door.
那也就是说，这个教会在关起门来在聚会。
That means this church was gathering with the door closed.
那就跟我们现在一样，有一个人传道人在上面叽呀喳讲了半天，大家坐在那边听的好像真有回事。
Just like you know, we're sitting here and has a preacher standing up here and talking.And everybody's listening as if it's all good.
对，我们又唱诗，又祷告，又讲道。
And we sing hymns, and we pray, and we preach.
我们认为主耶稣在哪里？
We think Jesus is where?
在里面，对吧？他跟我们在一起。
We think Jesus is inside.
我们祷告主啊，你与我们同在，好的无比。
We pray that Lord, your presence is wonderful.
但是 surprise.
But
耶稣说什么？
What does Jesus say?
我在门外，那就傻眼了。
And Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door."
也就是说，我们认为神与我们同在，但是主耶稣说，我不跟你们同在，我在门外，我敲门。
In other words, we thought Jesus was present with us, but in fact, he was outside the door knocking.
而事实是什么呢？他敲门，有人听得见吗？
And what's the fact? When he knocks, did we hear it?
没有。
No.
这就是这个教会的最稀奇的事情。
That's the most amazing thing about the church today.
大家都以为耶稣在我们中间。
We all think Jesus is with us.
从讲道的人到听道的人到招待的人都认为是如此的。
From the preacher to the listener to the usher, all think Jesus is with us.
但是只有一个人说实话，就是耶稣自己。他说我不在，我在门外。
But only Jesus himself is telling the truth, and he said,Behold, I'm at the door and knock.
他说，如果有人听见，这是很大的如果 if.
He said, if anyone hears my voice.
他会做一件事。
He would do one thing.
你真听见了，你就会去干嘛？开门。
He said, if anyone hears my voice, then that person will open the door.
他就答应一件事。
Then Jesus promises.
我要进到他里面。他与我，我与他，干嘛？一同坐席。
He said, "I will come in to him, and will dine with him, and he with me."
注意是单数还是复数
？Pay attention. Is that a singular form or a plural form?
啊，单数还是复数
？Singular or plural?
单数。
It's singular.
所以你就注意哈。
Do you pay attention?
在整个这个时代是听不见的时代。
So in this entire era, we are not hearing.
但是神在那里找一种人。
But God is searching, seeking one type of people.
是一个耳朵的人。
Who has one ear.
是听得见的人。
Who can hear.
然后他会有一个反应，他会去开门。
And will respond by opening the door.
那他与耶稣，耶稣与他。就可以一同坐席。
Then he will dine with Jesus and Jesus with him.
我们都很喜欢一起吃饭，对吧
？We all like to dine together, don't we?
今天晚上我说我们一起去吃饭，你会很高兴，你不会皱个眉头说：“哎呀，我已经吃太多了，不想吃了。”
If I invite you to dinner tonight, most likely you'll be happy and say yes. Very few, almost nobody would say no.
主在这里说。他与我，我与他一同坐席。这个席是讲什么？
The Lord is talking about He and I will dine together here. What is this feast about?
绝对不是去请你去鼎泰丰吃一顿。
So it's not about going to 鼎泰丰。
不是的。
No.
他与你，你与他坐席是指的什么说
？So.You will dine with him and he with Jesus. What does it mean?
耶稣说，我是生命的粮。
Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
对吧？那吃的是什么？
So what do you eat?
啊，我的话就是灵。
My words
就是生命。
Are the spirit and the life.
我们基督徒啊，每年到新年，我们都向主说，主啊。我今年要好好读书的话，对吧
？We Christians often, whenever it's New Year time, will say to God,、嗯、"Oh Lord, I really want to read Bible well."
this year. 我们今年刚刚开始，有像属这样的心愿的人，我看看。
How many of us made the New Year's resolution?
哦，感谢主，还有一些人。大家不举手的是什么意思啊？
So, what does it mean for those of you who didn't raise your hands?
啊，是已经屡战屡败，根本不敢再说了，是不是？
Is it because you have tried and made the resolution and couldn't realize and wouldn't dare to say it again?
我想每一个基督徒或多或少都有这个经验，我们都曾经跟主说，我今年要好好读圣经，我圣经读得太烂了，启示录都还没读过了。
I think more or less we all have the same experience that we say to God, I really made up my mind to read the Bible more and better this year, but then I fail. I still haven't finished the book of Revelation.
那每一个基督徒读的最多的是哪两本书？
But what are the two books that most Christians read the most?
从新约读的人都是马太福音，
so,
从旧约读的人都是创世纪。
Those who started with the New Testament will read the book of Matthew, and those who start with the Old Testament will read the book of Genesis.
对不对？
Is that right?
我们都是从经验中说的话。
So we all speak these from our experience.
我们总是读的读就有头就没有尾了。
So we often read with a great beginning, but without an end.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为读得很 boring.
Because the reading seems boring.
读不懂。
We can't understand.
你就觉得没有意思。
You feel like there's no meaning.
所以一起吃饭呢，这个东西啊，是要有胃口，要吃得很享受，你才会一直想吃，对吧？
So dining together needs to be fun, and you will enjoy it before you want to do it again.
如果每次吃饭都大眼瞪小眼，吃两顿就不想吃了。
If you are dining with somebody and just staring with each other and not really enjoying it, then you wouldn't want to dine with that person anymore.
所以我们读经的实际的经验就很说明我们跟主耶稣彼此之间真实的故事是什么。
So our experience about Bible reading will really tell the true story of your relationship with Jesus.
你如果觉得读主的话越读越有味道，那你就吃出胃口来了。
So if you read read Bible and finding it more and more fun and really excited, then that means you are having a great appetite with this dining.
如果每次读你就见了周公，那你知道问题大了。
Well, if you fall asleep every time you read, then you are in trouble.
对，什么时候不好睡，就读完圣经就一定睡着。
So whenever you have insomnia, just start reading the Bible, you'd fall asleep.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
主要找什么是得胜者。
God wants to find the overcomers.
这里说，他在门外敲门，你开门，他与你一同坐席的人，这是他找的。
He said, I stand at the door and knock, and if you hear it and open the door, then he will come into you and dine with you.
他不但与你一同坐席，这是第一。
He will not only dine with you, that's the first point.
第二，得胜的，我要赐给他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜。
Secondly, he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne,As I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
来劲不来劲？
Isn't that wonderful?
啊？哎呀，只有几个人觉得来劲。
Only a few find it wonderful.
主耶稣在这里跟你说，得胜的，我要你跟我一同坐他的宝座。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is telling you here that those who overcome, I will grant to him to sit down with me on the throne.
大概七封信里面这一个。赏赐是最大的。
This is probably the biggest reward among the seven letters.
在这样的一个可怜的教会里头
，In this meek church，
主给他最大的应许。
God gave them the biggest promise.
如果你听见我的话，我的敲门的声音
，If you hear me，
如果你把门打开来
，And open the door，
你与我一同坐席。
You and I will dine together.
你可以过一个得胜的生活。
You will live an overcome life.
最后，你要跟我一同坐宝座。
You will sit down with me finally on my throne.
我读圣经没有读比这一节圣经的奖赏更大的。
I've never read anything with a bigger reward in the Bible than this.
世界，我们为这个名誉、一个地位，我们在那里抛头颅、洒热血。
We go after all the interests and rewards of this world with our might.
别忘，你从世界可以得到，你如果也是尽心竭力的话，你的公司、你的单位、你的什么协会都会给你奖赏的。
If you work hard and do all your best, and your workplace, your employer, or your association will give you rewards.
但是这里有一个奖赏是真正永世的奖赏。
But here you got this everlasting, eternal reward.
我盼望你做一个抉择。
I hope you will make that choice.
哪个真的值钱？
Which one?
哪个只是过眼烟云，过了就没有了？
Which one is more worthwhile? Which one is but like a fleeting air?
所以这个叫做得胜者。
This is called overcomer.
那你听见没有呢？
Have you heard it?
那当然，你到第七章也是一样，到我们两个礼拜前讲的那个男孩子，也是在同样的原则上。
So of course, when you read chapter 7, and also about the vision that we talked about 2 weeks ago, about that male child, it's all the same kind of principle.
对，原则是不变的。
The principle is the same.
他用不同的角度来讲，有的时候从正面来讲，有的从侧面来讲，有的从反面来讲，讲来讲去，原则没有变。
And the Lord talks about that principle, the same principle, from different angles, sometimes head-on, sometimes from the side, sometimes from behind.
对，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
今天是新年的开始。
Today is the beginning of the new year.
但愿我们每一个人在主的面前有一个祷告。
Hope that all of us have one prayer before God.
这个祷告是什么？
Which is,
主啊，给我一个能听的耳朵。
Lord, grant me an ear that can hear.
否则的话，我们这个路走不下去，因为你听的都是人的话，你听不见神的话。
Otherwise, we cannot go on further because we only hear people's voice and not God's voice.
对，你只听到人的声音，你没有听见神到底他对我们要讲什么。
You're only hearing what the people are talking to you, but not hearing what God wants to talk to you.
那是死路一条。
That is the dead end.
除非你听见圣灵今天向众教会，向每一个有凡有耳朵的人讲话，你听见了，你去行，你有福了。
Only when you hear the Spirit, what the Spirit says to the churches, when you have that ear and you follow and heed and act, then you are blessed.
愿意得这个祝福吗？
Would you like to have that blessing?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，
Oh dear Lord,
我们真是感谢你。
We really thank you.
你把这么大的救恩赏给我们。
You have given us such great salvation.
因为你在我们每一个人身上有一个荣耀的盼望旨意。
For you have a great glorious will in each one of us.
你盼望我们与你合作。
You would like us to cooperate with you.
你盼望我们整个的教会能够答应你的要求。
You want us entire church to answer to your request.
就是要把你的国带到这个地上来。
That is to let your kingdom come to this earth.
今天这个地上的国被神的仇敌撒旦魔鬼夺去了。
Because this kingdom, the earthly kingdom has been snapped away by the enemy, Satan.
你看到今天，我们看到今天这个世界是何等的混乱。
We see how chaotic this world is.
人活在恐惧当中。
People are living in terror.
虽然有许多的财富，
Even with much wealth,
但是却没有平安。
We have no peace.
虽然有许多的美食，
Despite much delicacies,
但是我们没有健康。
We have no health.
因为这一切都不是你真正要给我们的。
Because none of these is what you really want to give us.
这些物质的都是暂时的。
These physical belongings are all temporary.
只有神的国是永远的。
Only God's kingdom is eternal.
主啊，愿你的旨意能够借着 你的儿女们与你配合来完成。
Lord, may your will be done by the co-working of your children.
你给我们一个做得胜者的志向。
Grant us the will to be the overcomers.
在这新年的开始。
In the beginning of this new year,
我们不是只仅仅立一个志读你的圣经而已。
We not only make a New Year's resolution to read your words.
主啊，让我们立一个志向，做一个讨你喜悦的得胜者。
But also grant us the New Year resolution that we are willing to be the overcomer.
主啊，叫你的心可以在你的儿女们身上真正得着满足。
May your heart be truly satisfied in the children of your own.
这样你在十字架上的付的代价就没有白费了。
So that the price that you have paid on the cross is not for no avail.
主，我们只有在你的面前为我们的过去没有满足你的心，我们向你悔改。
We repent that in past days we have never really did anything according to your will.
你也管教了我们。
You disciplined us.
但是我们到底接受了管教吗？
But have we really received your discipline?
我们学会了你要我们学的功课吗？
Have we learned the lessons you taught us?
不管过去是成与败，
No matter we failed or we succeeded,
我们为新的一年我们向你祷告。
We pray for the new year.
但愿我们在这你给我们剩下的日子里，我们都做一个得胜者。
May we become the true overcomers in the rest of the days that you have given us.
因为这是合乎你旨意的。
For this is by your will.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
听我们众儿女们的祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Hear the prayers of your children in Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.